A traffic jam at sea. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Oil tankers lining up off the coast of Turkey, with the Financial Times reporting Turkey is demanding new proof of full insurance coverage after new Western restrictions on Russian oil, including a price cap, kicked in.
All this is meant to make it harder for Russia to make money, and so harder for it to wage war in Ukraine. Ukraine thinks the price cap is still too high, while Russia, the world's number two oil producer, says it'll only deal with countries that pay full price.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The potential global impacts rattling the markets. U.S. crude sliding down to nearly $77 a barrel. A power outage under federal investigation after someone shot two substations in Moore County, North Carolina. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're going to continue to watch this investigation as it unfolds. We're supporting local law enforcement and local officials as appropriate.
He says the president is aware. The Moore County Sheriff says the attack was not random, but he also says there's no evidence to support social media suggestions. It may have been intended to stop a drag show from happening. More than 30,000 customers remain without power southwest of Raleigh. Duke Energy says full restoration could take several days. A change for U.S. travelers delayed again as Homeland Security pushes back the deadline for having a real ID from May of next year to 2025.
The update will require those 18 years and older to have a compliant driver's license or federally approved identity card in order to fly domestically. The deadline, which was originally set for 2020, was delayed twice before because of the COVID-19 pandemic. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in part, this extension will give states needed time to ensure their residents can obtain a real ID compliant license or identification card. DHS will also use this time to implement innovations to make the process more efficient and accessible.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A Colorado law pits religious rights against an effort to prevent discrimination at the U.S. Supreme Court, a case involving a web designer and same-sex marriage.
This was an argument that was scheduled to go 70 minutes. It went 2.5 hours. As you can probably hear, the protests from both sides continue here outside the court. And these nine justices really struggled with where to draw the line on this issue. This is a First Amendment case. The business owner here says she has plenty of LGBTQ clients. She is happy to serve them and do business with them. What she doesn't want to do is put her name on a custom crafted website for a same-sex ceremony. What if you object to interracial marriage? What if Justice Sotomayor asked repeatedly, you don't think disabled people should be able to get married? Could you object to that? There were all kinds of back and forth issues.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the Supreme Court. The state-owned seaport in Savannah, Georgia, is now in line for a more than $400 million overhaul. The governing board for the Ports Authority approving the project today aimed at expanding Savannah's capacity for cargo containers by more than 50%. This after U.S. seaports have spent more than a year scrambling to keep up with a surge in imports. Lava from Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano is still creeping toward the main east-west highway on the Big Island, but continuing to spread out over flatter ground.
At last update from the USGS, the lava is going about 40 feet per hour and is less than 2.3 miles away from the highway. And while no evacuation orders have been issued and no homes or communities are threatened, the volcano is spewing potentially hazardous gases. That's created VOG, or volcanic smog, downwind. But the amount of ash that the volcano is emitting appears to be significantly reduced. The USGS aviation alert for Mauna Loa has been downgraded from red to orange.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. An hour to the close, a sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow's down 506. The S&P down nearly 2%. The NASDAQ tumbling more than 2%. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.